Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rabbi Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
The Gemara in Pehei Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings down the memory of Rabbi Shmuel Damer Tavayu. Kelim Shalodim Kuen Eloi B'kol Mokom Chutz Mirshus HaRabim. What's the reason why Rishus HaRabim? Not as before in the Gemara, because you don't have Rishus to put the Kli there, therefore it's not Koina. As in order to be mazbe this halacha, kodim kol, you need to be magdem why you kind of a kli, and then we could see why you're not kind of when the kli is birshus harabim. As what's the reason why you're kind of with a kli? As the Russian siminta zayin, the Raman, ois kuftes over here, I'm a furish, that you're kind of midin chotzer. Okay, this is mashman the Rashbam in the Hemshech, he also says, birshus harabim, kind of like mashmits midin chotzer. Ramban and the Rashbam, Bamitzia, Daf Tesamid Beis, bring a raya from the Gemara over there. The Gemara over there is talking about a Svina, and it's Maleches. A Svina is a Kli. And the Gemara is Mavur, there's a Chsan of Chatz Maleches and a Svina being Koina for the Bailim. Zamindach Kelim are Koina for the Bailim. Midin Chatzer. Zosameach and Mechiro Perik Aleph Halacha Dalid that wants me medayik the Rambam in Perik Dalid that there's another pshat, meaning everyone's moedetz midin chotz like the Gemara in Bab Metzia. There's another pshat midin Agba. It's a grace of chiddush. The pashas of the Rishonim is Rabbi the Rishonim is it's midin chotz. Thus is Aleph. The reason why Kelim are kain is Kelim is also a kind of a chotz, just like his kark is a chotzer, his kli is a chotzer, it's a makom that holds it for the bailim. As before in the Gemara, that when the kli is in Rishus HaRabim, as then the kli is not koinem, he didn't chotzer, it's a chpia. The kli is betzem, his Rishus. My nafkimin if it's in Rishus HaRabim. As l'choru the kivun is, it's being that he doesn't have Rishus to put it there, is when he puts his kli down in the Rishus HaRabim, that area is not called his Rishus. Being that the Rishus HaRabim can tell him to move his kli out of here, as kum d'chayis, the area and the kli can't be his Rishus because he has to move it if the Rabim asks him to move it. As even though normally the area and the kli is called his Rishus, that's only when the kli is in a place that's possible for him to have a Rishus. When the kli is in Rishus HaRabim, which is a Rishus that's not shayich loy, even if he puts a kli in a Rishus HaRabim, but it doesn't turn what's inside the kli to his Rishus, because this is a Rishus that he's mufkami man, or the Rabim can tell him to take the kli away. Just because his kli is there doesn't make it into his Rishus. So the side of Kinyan Chotze is that it's a Rishus. When you put it down in Rishus HaRabim, the area inside the kli doesn't become his Rishus. Thus is the beer of the Gemara. There's a Tosis on the Gemara. On the Hemshech Gemara, the Gemara brings of Yechon Rish Lakish, Afilu Bishus HaRabim. Papa says it's really not a machloikis between Rab and Shmuel Rabbi Yechonam. No, Rab and Shmuel, let's say, Chutz Bishus HaRabim, are talking about a literal Bishus HaRabim. Rabbi Yechonam is Maida. The only place Rabbi Yechonam was Chalik when he said Afilu Bishus HaRabim was he was talking about in a Simta. Sfreg Taisvis, it's mutfas on the bottom of Peidal and Amid Beis, but the Chronim point out it's really supposed to be over here in our Gemara and Peham Ralif. Imkain, Maiva Filu, Bishlaim, if you're coming to be Machadish, Afilu Bishus HaRabim, psh, das is Gewaldige Chiddish. But if we're saying anyway, he's talking about the symptoms, what's the Vafilu? Yeshloim Adachi come, Eloim Ivoi, Bechotze Shal Shneim, which belongs to him, and Afilu Bishimta, Pashas Taisvis means which doesn't belong to him. You would think maybe the kli is only kinda where he's a little bit of a bailim on the Rishus, it's a chotze shel shneim, but when it's not a bailim, it's a simta, das nisht. And das is al derech. Teisus on Behemet Beis, the Teisus on Behemet Beis says, in Divri HaMasul Kegoin, that a simta is not koniloi, as therefore it's a bigger chiddush than a chotze shel shneim. Sfreg de pnei shloima stirin teisusim. Reitaisan Pedalin Amid Beis in the Sugi before learned that when the Gemara said, what's the tzir of Maskir Makam? It was going on a Simta, because the person in the Simta could be Maskir Makam. The Ramban is Choylik, the Taisus read his Masbir, that because being that the Rishus HaRabim go there, because it's not his Rishus, he can't be Maskir Makam. But Taisus mevuah that you could be maskev makom in a simta. L'chayru you see in Taisus that Taisus holds the simta is called his rishus. It's a stira. The Pnei Shloim wants to say it's totally on the two pshatim in simta and the Rishbam. One pshat is it's a shvil she yichidim, and then the yichidim own it. And the other pshat is it's a knisa boletis mirshus rabim, then the rabim own it. We don't find in Taisus he's misyachis to the two pshatim. It's a deich to say one Taisus is one pshat in the Rishbam, one Taisus is another pshat in the Rishbam. Taisus doesn't say he's switching pshatim. Very big dochuk in pshat. Behelam divrei the Pnei Shleima, l'choyer the kivun would be different. That avada Taisus holds the simta, you have a rishus. Even though it's a makom that a lot of people use, it's not miyuchid for you. But filuachi bisman when you're using it, it's oimid for your shimush, as you have a gviser kinyan, a gviser schus in it. But vade chotze mamish that you own is a starker level of bailis. As that's what taisis means. Taisis mean doesn't mean simta you're not koine bichlal. Taisis just means that the level of kinyan is lower than a chotze, as that's the chiddush. Okay, that's a little bit in the etzim, the gedder, the bailis, and simta. Let's come back to our sugya. As in our sugya, the nidin is it a kli b'shus a rabbin? We learned it's not kaina, kli in the simta is kaina. So the Gemara is going to ask from a tzir of dalin midis, a brace of abba midis b'moichin. So over here is a machlekes, what it means. The Rishbam learns abba midis means abba yonim. Taisus learns abba midis means abba kelim. Ramban learns Abba Midas means Abba Rishuyas, Taif, whatever the Pshat in the Abba, whichever Abba you say. The Maisa Voshtet in the Braisa. Abba Midas Vemoichrim. As the first one is Adjalainis Malamide Lemoichel. Mishinis Malamida Lelokeach. Medbar Mamudim Bemida Sheeno Shel Shneyem. As Mavur in this Braisa. That a midah that doesn't belong to Shneyem, it belongs to someone else, and he lent it to them. When you're memalit, as then the lekeach is koine. As the shaila is, why when the meicher is memala the kli amida, why is the lekeach koine? As there's two mahalchim in this sugya, the mahalach of the Rabbeinu Yoine and the mahalach of the Rishbam. And let's start off with the Mahalach of the Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says, because the Shlishi who owns the Kli is Zoicha L'Lakeach, because the Chotzer of the Shlishi the Rabbeinu Yoina says that we're talking about a Kli that belongs to someone else, and this person has in mind that his kli should be zeicha for the lokeach. The same way, if the person picks it up with his yad, as he could be zeicha for someone else, as suadin his chatzir could be zeicha for someone else. But being that the kli is his chatzir, as a mele, he could be zeicha with his chatzir for someone else. As this Rabbeinu Yoina says a chiddush, that the same way you could be zeicha lachenim with a yad shaloi, you could be zeicha lachenim with a chatzir shaloi. The Rishonim in the Hemshech of the Sugya, the Ramban, Beis Medrash Eloi, in the Hemshech of the Gemara, when the Gemara talks about in the fourth Seer, Rishos Samuf Kodin Etzloi, when it's in the Rishos of someone who's a Shomer, Loi Kona Achi Kabbal Olav, as the Rishonim over there say, the same Yisoid as the Rabbeinu Yoina, that it's talking about we Zeicha Midin Chotzer. And the person could be zeicher with his kli, because his kli is like his yad, it's his chotzer. Same way he could be zeicher in his yad fachem, who adin he could be zeicher in his chotzer fachem too. This is the sheet of the Rishonim, which is a chiddush. In the Taisus written Gittin, on Daf Yud Gimel, the Taisus written is cholek, and the Taisus learns the only time you could be zeicha for someone else is with your yad, but a chotzer can't be zeicha for someone else. The case of Mishnah Bedas Rambam in Mechira Perek Dalet Halacha Vav learns the Rambam that way also. The Magen Mishnah is Maltrin Bshar in the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah learns that the Chotzer B'Shliach could be Zeichel Achirim, because the Magen Mishnah doesn't want to learn. The Rambam is Cholek on Shar Rishonim. This is Maltrin the Loshon of the Kesef Mishnah learns the Rambam Kipshutai. It's Meduyik in the Rambam, and the Rambam holds that the Chotzer of B'Shliach is not Zeichel. The Tais is written Gittin on Daf Yud Gimel. Shaila is, Voskeita the Nidin, if the Chotzer of the Shliach could be Zeicha. As Kaidim Kol, there's a Mishnah Melech in Gerishin, Perik Vav, Halacha Aleph, that is a Shaila Limta on all these Rishonim. These Rishonim are Mavur, that the Chotzer of the Shliach could be Mahani for the, to be Zeicha for Achirim. Frek the Mishnah Melech, there's a Yushalmi in Gittin in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph that's mistapik if the chotzer of the shliach of the isha. And if you have a shliach kabbalah to be makabbalah get for the isha, if the chotzer is called yada or not. As l'chayyeh this nakuda, if the chotzer of the shliach works, is a mafurish yushalmi, which is mistapik in this nakuda, which is a machlekes rishainim. As what's the pshat in the rishainim? The rishainim are not misyaches to this Yerushalmi. As the Ksais in Simen Reish Mem Dalet Zivkot and Gimel, the Ksais wants to say Vais Techois is a chilek between Mominus and Get. That the reason why is it sad that a Chotzer of a won't help is because a Shliach can't make a Shliach to be Zeicha for someone else. Oh, but that's only we have to come on to Shlichus, like by Gerishin. Masha'in came by Mominus, where there's a din of that's only by Momin, because by Momin, they say it works because he is Lamitam Shlichus. It's being that you have to, being that you could go Mitam Schi and not Mitam Shlichus, this is no problem of Shliach, it's a Shliach. Masha'in came by Get, that Schi doesn't help, it's not a Schus. And even if it would be a source of a Skiya Lamitam, doesn't work by Gerishin. As then, over there, you have to come on to the Parsha of Shlichus. As being that you have to come on to the Parsha of Shlichus, as then, there's a sign in the Yushalmi that a Shliach is Einois a Shliach by a Shliach Kabbalah. The Beis Meir and Evan Ezer Simin Kuf Mem, Sivkot and Gimel, he says the ganzach son of Shliach Ois a Shliach is only in a minui. That somebody who's a Shliach doesn't have a koyach to be mamane another Shliach for the Meshalach. Oh, but that's only when the Shliach is making a minui, like a normal Shliach of a person. By a chotzer, which is a Shlichus beli minui, as it's not Shaykh the son of Shliach Ois a Shliach. As the feed away the base meyer tine is the feed is svara, you'd have to say another pshat. It's betzim the izadik in the Yushalmi. That's in Knecha the Ksais, that the Yushalmi is only by get and not by mominist. There's a geshmak adik, because koidum called the Yushalmi is in Gittin. It's not in the bavas. V'oid, the lashon the Yushalmi is because the ninias you could say that it becomes yada isha. As you could be mazbe the Yushalmi, efshe with the Knech of Rebauch Ber, Rebbech Ber boys from Rishonim, Rimagash, and Gittin Daf Chav Daleh, the Ramban, that by get, chutz from the regular din of Shlichos, is the Hecher din of Yodoi Ki Yoda. That chutz from the fact that you have to be a Shliach on the Maise Gerishin, but the Torah said, where you have to do the Maise Gerishin, and the Yara the Isha. Because in Shlichos and Gerishin was Mechadish by a Shliach Kabbalah, that you need that it should be Nechshev Ki Yoda. As the Lashon of Yerushalmi is Mashma, that the Nin in the Yerushalmi is that Efshe, the Chotzer of the Shliach, is not called Yoda. Nahainu. The Torah was Mechadish, being that Shluchoi Shaladam Kemoisai, as another person comes Bimkoimcha, as when the other person's holding it, he's the Yoda Arich Deshala Isha. But when it's the Shliach's Chotzer, as then it's a different kind of a Shlichus. As maybe over here, you don't say the Yada Shliach is Ki Yada Isha. Ubefrat, that a chotze, the reason why it's a shliach is because he owns it in choshe mishpat. As over here, the chotze is miyuchid to the bala chotze. It's not miyuchid to the isha. As even though we say a chotze is a shliach, but a chotze is a miyuchidik shliach. It's a shliach for the person who owns the chotze b'choshe mishpat. By a regular person, he could be a shliach for whoever he wants. The reason why he's a shliach is not because he's owned. The reason why he's a shliach is because he's holding it for someone. So whoever he holds it for, he's a shliach for. But by a chotzer, there's a meyuchadik svara that the whole reason why a chotzer is a shliach is because it belongs to someone, so it's holding it for who it belongs to. If that's the reason, as then... It's only for the Bailim, maybe for the Isha, it's not called it's holding it. As you can see over here, that it's Kiyad Shela Isha. As Lafi said, the Safik of the Yerushalmi is only by Get. That's him Derech Halima, the Ksai says also, just the Ksai says a different Hezbem. So that's the Mahalach of the Rabbeinu Yoyne, and why when it's Mismala, Kli goes to the Lekech is Koine, because the third person uses his Kli to be Zeicha for the other person. You see, Chotzer Shel Shliach is Mahani for the Mishalach. The Rishbam says another Pshat in the Nismale, that the Lekech is Zeicha in the Kli. It's not the Vort that the person who owns the kli is being zuicha with his kli for the lokeach. He's makne the gufa kli to the lokeach. Thus is the pshat in this male. And the Rishbam learns that Kolzman, that the moicha is using it before it's nismale, as he's mashalot to the moicha. But as soon as it's nismale, now he's lending it to the lokeach, as now the lokeach owns it. The obvious question on the Rishbam, that how could you say Lekeach was Koine? Over here we're talking about it here with Lekeach, didn't do a Maisa Kinyan. It was just Nismale. Nine of the Meicha was Mismalet for the Lekeach. As how could Lekeach be Koine? When the Lekeach does a Maisa, no, as you could say, he's Koine. No, he's not doing a ma'aseh b'chlal. The moicher is being a mallet, and when he fills it up, now we're saying it becomes lekeach. I lekeach didn't do a ma'aseh kinyan, and the halach is by shelo. You have to do a ma'aseh kinyan. Where's the ma'aseh kinyan? This is Rabbi Kivegas bom b'shelo on the Rashbam. The memes in the Rabbeinu Yaina in the Hemshech of the Gemara, the Rabbeinu Yaina says, the Gemara later on says, a different seer, the fourth seer. The Gemara says, "Beshus alam of God and Etzloi." When the kli is in the reshus of a shayme, loy kona ad she kabel olav. As what's the reason when he's makabel olav, he's kaina. As the Rabbeinu Yaina over there brings a pshat, that the reason why you kaina is because the shaymer, when you makabel olav, as I say, he lekeach is kind of the kli. Aye, where's the ma'isa kinyan? As the Rabbeinu Yaina says, that he's kind of because he's being mishtamish with it. As being that he's being mishtamish with it, he's kind of. As mavur in the Rabbeinu Yaina, that there's a new ma'isa kinyan, a kinyan of shimush. And the Rishbam over there is muchach that way also. Because the other way of learning the Gemara over there is not that your koine was shimush, but that the person is using his chotzer, dahinu the shlish, is using his kelim to be zeicha for someone else. Abba the Rishbam says in the sugi later on that this din of kibul love helps is even true by the meicher. That if the meicher is kibul love, when it's the meicher's kli, it helps for the lekeach. The meicher can't be zeichin a chayfetz for the lekeach. That places the other rishonim bring the gemara in Erevin, that a meicher can't be zeichin for lekeach because it's his chayfetz. It's kilo tzizeichin miyad limin, liyad small. The Rishbam says kibul love works. Muchach, the Rishbam learns that kibul love is mahani because he's being mishtamish. A state of the Rishbam, a gewaldige chiddush, that he holds like the Rabbeinu Yaina, that Shimush is a Maisa Kinyan. You know, you could say later on it's talking about we did a Pula to be Mishtamish. It's more Poshid. And over here in the Shbam, you'll see even a bigger Chiddush. That even when you're not doing a Pula to be Mishtamish, but being that the Kli is holding the Chayfetz for you, someone put it in for you, that is called a Maisa Shimush. And a Maisa Shimush is a Maisa Kinyan. Brings down there's a machlekes Rambam and Ravid in Machira Perek Aleph Halacha Tesvav that the Rambam Shita is if you mishtamish with a karka, you coin a kinyan peiris gives you a kinyan aguf in the karka, and the Ravid is choylek, and the Rebbeinu Yoinan Chav Tesam and Beis holds like the Ravid that when you mishtamish, you're not coin a karka. As freks a chastir and the Rebbeinu Yoinan, how could the Rebbeinu Yoinan over here say if you mishtamish you koine? Or either Rebbeinu Yoinan al chav tesam beis holds like the Ravid. The Ravid says Shimush is not a kinyan. As this Rebbeinu Yoinan would be a greiser makor to the raid on the Machne Ephraim and Tzchiras Perek Aleph the Ksais and Simen Kuf Nun Sif Kotten Gimel. Simin, Kuf, Pei, Teh, Sif, Katan, Aleph, that they both want to buy this big Yisai, that even the Rishonim that hold, that Shimush is not kind of Kalka, that's only when you want to be kind of the Gufa Kalka. As to be kind of the Gufa Kalka, you have to do a Mais in the Gufa Kalka. Like Nol, Goder, Poritz, you have to do a Tikkun in the Kalka to be kind of the Gufa Kalka. Aber, over here, when you're only being kind of for Shelo, you're only being koined l'schirus, so you're not being koined the gufa davar, you're being koined the shimushim. A shimush is a kinyan when you want to be koined l'shimushim. So this is the big chiddush of the Machne Ephraim and the Ksois, that you could be koined shimush to be when all you're doing is a kinyan l'shtamish ba, like Shelo and schirus. As then you could be koine with Shimush. And the Machne Ephraim brings Noch Makairis. He brings the Ramban and the Rajban Kedushin and Daf Chesam and Beis. Over there, the Shaila was that there's a Evan Shel Shneim. The Gemara has it sad that when a Baal puts a Kedushin on the Evan Shel Shneim, the Isha is koina. Big the Rishonim. We just had the Gemara before Chotzer Shel Shutrin is Eina koina. Zog the Ramban and the Rajbo, that being that he wants to marry the Isha, is it sad that he's mashal the Mokom to the Isha? As being that he's mashal the Mokom to the Isha, as a Mela, she's kind of. As that Mendoch Klorin the Rishonim, that over there it's not talking about where she did a Maisa Kinyan, a Hagufa, that she's being mishtamish with the Evan, that itself is a Maisa Kinyan. As you see that Shimush is a Kinyan. So that's one raya the Machne Ephraim brings. And the Machne Ephraim brings another raya from a Rishbam. Rishbam is also by us in the Tzir Mufkad in Etzloy. Rishbam said, Shehivkit Sham Moicha Peroisav, Umistama Hiknaloi Nifkad Lemafkid Es Rishusai Lutzarech Peroisav. So the Rishbam Achidish. That when you have a mafkid and a nifkad, and the mafkid puts something in the nifkad's house, as the nifkad is makna the rishus, where he puts the chayvetz to the mafkid. How could he be makna to the mafkid? The mafkid never went in and did a maisa kinyan in his house. As why is that makom konui to the mafkid? Azok the Machne Ephraim from this Rishbam is Muchach also that the Rishbam holds that Shimush is a Maisa Kinyan. And he brings between Tambedas, a Rosh, Umsachim, and Avav and Aleph, that be the Indian of Chometz, that the Rosh says that when you put Chometz into the house of someone else, it's called, it's in the Rishus HaMafkid. Why? Because when a person is a Shomer, he's Mafkir, he's Makne to the person who he's watching for, the karka that's under the chayfetz. As it's ki'ilu, it's in the bias of the person who gave it to him to watch. As you see in the Rosh, the same yisoid as the Rishbam. As kum dechois, You have kama v'kama mekoyres and kama rishonim to a greiser yisoid. That the kinyan of schirus and shelus cholik from the kinyan when you coined the gufa karka. When you coined the gufa karka, as then you have to do a maisa kinyan the gufa karka, tikkun karka. But when you coined the shela and the schirus, it's enough a maisa of shimush. Now the neshbam over here is the shpitz chiddush, because you could have learned, okay, so if the person comes and does a maisa shtamshus, as then he's koine with the Maisa Shtamshus. And the Shbam over here, by Nismala Kli, you see the Chiddush in its biggest form. Because over here, the Lokech is not even doing a Maisa. It's just when the Meicher is Mamala, the Kli, as now the person has in mind that it should be Mushal to the Lokech. As the Lokech is using it, because now it's Nismala B'Shviloi. But he never did the Maisa Shimush. The Shimush is happening Me'elov. And a filu achiyutz before in the Shbam net yukoina. That was the Ika thing that was bothering Rabbi Kivega that he held was the Chiddush in the Shbam. And the Shbam holds a filu achiyutz, even though he doesn't do a Maisa Shimush. But being that he's being Mishtamish, that's enough to be called a Maisa, that's enough to be koina. One more nekuda, one of the four midos of the braisa is b'shus lekeach kiven shekibel lav meicher koine. As there's one shan in the Gemara in Pehemet base that we're talking about with the kelim of the lekeach and the kli is b'shus lekeach, the meicher is maskim you koine. Fregder beni yaina pshita machidish, the kelim belong to the lekeach, it's in the reshus of the lekeach. Why shouldn't he be koina? There's no reason why he shouldn't be koina. Zog der Rebbeinu Yoinah, Vaistachois, there was a Hamamina that he doesn't have das for it. And there Rebbeinu Yoinah, different is Beirim, why over here you would have a Hamamina, he doesn't have das. Nebalamar, and his Asagas on the Rift, the Rivid, they say a different shot. They say, the Balamar speaks it out much more clearer. Over here, Enochinami, we're not talking about the Caliph Shalakiach. The Gemara just says we're not talking about the Caliph of the Moicha. But it means there's a Caliph of a Shlish. It belongs to someone else. As you would have a Havamina, that being that the Kli belongs to someone else. It's Mafsik from the Rishus Lakiach. As Imkain, the Rishus Lakiach can't be Koina, because someone else's Kli is blocking the Chafetz that's in the Kli from the Karka. As the Bryce is being Mechadish, no, even though the Kli belongs to someone else, but it doesn't make a Hefsik, still the Rishus of Lakeach could be Koine. No, Zogt, of the Balamos, Medayik, the Rif is Choylik. As what's Pshat in the Rif? As if you could have learned, the Rif holds that someone else's Kli is Mafsik. Of the Ramban, Zogt, Nein, Avada the Rif is Moida, someone else's Kli wouldn't be Mafsik. Why? What's the svar of the Balamor? A geshmak is svara bishleim when there's a meicher and a lekeach and the kinyan's happening between them. As if it's the kli of the meicher, as the yisayid of kinyan is a roz bailas. As over here, even if it's kinyan chotzer, the yisayid of the kinyan is that it goes into the reshus of the lekeach. If it's also in the reshus of the meicher, felt into the going of the reshus of the lekeach. But over here, where it belongs to a fremde mensch, as klapi the meicher, it's in the rishus lekeach. Hi, it's someone else. She's like my little meir klapi the kinyan. He's not a baldova klapi the kinyan bechlal. As being that he's not a baldova, he can't shtel the kinyan. As what's pshat in the rif? So the Ramban is moided to the svar of the balamov. The rif is nochdem. The rif tain is being that the meicher is being mishtamish with the kli, as therefore the third person was mashalit to the meicher. As being that he was mashalit to the meicher, became the meicher's a kli. As being that it's the meicher a kli, being that it's the meicher's kli, it makes that the lekeach shouldn't be zeicha. Lekeach shouldn't be zeicha. What does the Balamor hold? The Balamor holds that the Goyin says in Simon Reshiv Koton Chof that the Balamor holds that he wasn't Mashal the Kli. As being that he's not Mashal the Kli, it still belongs to the third person. That's the reason why it doesn't shtar the Kinyan. The Gemara brings the price of Dalet Midis. And the Gemara says, tries to bring a raya that Bishus Arabim Yekoina, because Mavuran the Brysa, Tony Mir's Bishus Arabim, Mamuchotta She'ena Shal Shneim, Maila Bishus Arabim Mamish, and it's Mavuran the Brysa that even a Rishus Arabim Yekoina, not like we wanted to say before, as the Gemara's mount on the top of Pehem Ebeis, Loi Simta. Right, the Gemara Badum Yedachotta She'ena Shal Shneim Ktani. The Ran says the Gemara could have even asked him Chotze Sheina Shal Shneim, but once the Gemara started to ask him the Reisha, it just asked him the Dik of Chotze Sheina Shal Shneim. But Frek the Gemara, just like a Chotze Sheina Shal Shneim, is not talking about a Simta, as Mashma the Reisha also, Rishus Aram is also talking about when it's not a Simta. The Gemara is Daicha no Chotze Sheina Shal Shneim. Doesn't mean it doesn't belong to both of them. It means it doesn't belong to each one individually, the whole thing, and each one owns half. So, doichi godolim pshat. Rinishvi, it's mevor in the Gemara, that the Gemara has a havamina, that if you coin in Rishus HaRabim, asu adin you coin in a chotzer she'eno shel shneim. Frek the Rimagash, a question. That in this brisa that says Dalet Midis, the brisa said one of the tzurim was Bishus Alam of God, and that's Loi Kona. As if you see in this brisa over here, by a chotza she'eno shel shneim, now lochi is your koina with your kelim. As why Bishus Alam of God, and that's Loi, why does the brisa say Loi Kona? I mean, Pashis, you will learn, because it's not his Rishus. Once we see the kelim shalakech hakoyne even al chotze she'eino shnal shneim lefi the havamina of the gemara, which is the pashas of the brisa, that a chotze a kelim shalakech hakoyne even if the chotze doesn't belong to anyone, as lechay ruhu adin it should be koyne if it belongs to a third person, a person who is mafkid. Thus, frek the rimagash, as the rimagash, and answers. That Beis Tuchoyist, that a Chotzer Shal Moicher is worse than a Chotzer She'eno Shal Shneim. As why is Rishus HaNifkar a Chotzer Shal Moicher? As the Rimagash says, like the Rishbam that we saw in the Amid Aleph, that when a person makes a Shomer, as the Shomer is Mashal the Makom, as the Makom becomes the Rishus HaMoicher, as being that it's a Rishus HaMoicher, as then it stirs the Kinyan. As when it's a chotzer she'eino shel shneim, and it's the kelim of the lokeach, as then the rishus doesn't sell the kinyan, because it's a rishus of a ish acher, a friend or mensch that has nothing to do with the kinyan. But when the tzir of rishus hanifkad, over there, it's the rishus hameicher, because the shomer gives it over to the meicher, as the rishus of the meicher, that stirs the meisa kinyan more. As what's the pshat? The kivun is because the gedev of kinyan chotzer is it's going into your rishus. As lu yeh the meicher has some sort of rishus here, because the karak is miyuchah to the meicher. As im kain, it's not called totally in the rishus of lekeach. As a male, the kinyan can be chal. As bishleima, when the keli of the keach is in someone else's rishus. As being that that someone else has nothing to do with the kinyan, it's not a chsorn in the achnosa rishus of the lekeach. Because klavi this kinyan, he's machnas at rishus say legamri. Because it's someone else's rishus, who cares? There's no sheiches to the kinyan. But when when it's the rishus hameicher, the karka that's under the kli is the rishus hameicher, as then it does stir. Because being that the kinyan has to be, it's taking it out of the rishus hameicher and putting it into the rishus lekeach, if it's still bemixas in the rishus of the meicher, it stirs. Mez Hashem, this yisoid, we're going to see in the Hemshech in the Ramban, but the Ramban Echidushim is mashma like the Rimagash. Mez Hashem will see in the Ramban and the Ran, in the next sugya, that they say, Asvara Hadoyme. And the Shailiz Lefizeh comes out, that Rishus Moicher is worse than Rishus Lekeach. It's worse than Rishus HaRabim and Rishus She'eino Shel Shneim. In Tosis, Tosis on Behel Mid Aleph, Divya Masl Abba Midas Vamoichrim, and Tosis Divya Masl Kilim Shalakeach. Tosis says in two places, not that way. Tosis says that Rishus Meicher is more tzad that it's koina, and he brings a raya, because in Rishus Arabim the Gemara blibes that it's not koina. And the Gemara still has a tzad on the Amid base that Rishus Meicher it's koina. As you see, it's easier to be koina than Rishus Arabim. And what's the tzad that it's easier? As Taisa explains, on Pehei Amid Aleph, Taisa doesn't explain. He just says it's easier. On Pehei Amid Beis, he explains because Rishus Arabim is talking about its Ewis. Ain't no Rishus to put it there. Masha ain't Cain. The Rishus HaMeich on the Gemara on Amid Beis is talking about when the Meicher is maskim. He's okay if you put it in his Rishus. As there are those that say that L'chor and Taisis is Mavur, not like the Rimagash G'dayli Rosh Hashivas, G'dayli Achreinim Rosh Hashivas, B'yesh Makom Ladin, that they're talking at a different aspect of the Sugya. If you look at it well, each one's handling at another Nakud in the Sugya, meaning the Rimagash is going on the side that Rishus HaRabim is Koina. The Rimagash says, if Rishus HaRabim is Koina, there's still a tzad Rishus HaMeicher is Loi Koina. Because Rishus HaMeicher shtares a kinyan more than the Rishus of the someone who's a fremder mensch. Aben Taisis is really going on the tzad that Rishus HaRabim is Koina. And Taisis is saying that you see in the Gemara that Rishus HaRabim is loy koina. Why? Because there's a nayach sar in there. If you don't have Rishus to be there, it's not called your Rishus. As in this nayach sar, if there's no Rishus to be there, as Taisis says, the Tzir of Meicher is talking about where you put Rishus. As Kum Techois, Taisis is not saying Be'etzem, there's a mile in the Rishus HaMeicher of Rishus HaRabim. Taisis is just saying Rishus HaMeicher, you have Rishus. And he gave you Rishus and Rishus HaRabim. No one could give you Rishus. As Kum Dechoyis, the whole chilik according to Taisis is, by Rishus HaMeicher, there's a possibility for the Meicher to give you Rishus and Rishus HaRabim. No one could give you a Rishus. But if you're handling Be'etzem, forgetting the Sinus Rishus, what's a Rishus that Shteres Kinyanim more? That Lameisa, you don't see in Taisis, that he argues on the Rimagash. Now the Gemara in Behemid Beis continues. By Minei Rav Sheshes Mirafuna Kelim Shalakeach B'Shus Meicha Koinu Lakeach Oloy. As we want to be Mechalik, point out, be Mangish, that there's two big sugyas over here. The sugya on Pehei Amid Aleph is the sugya of Kelim Shaladam if it's Koinu Lakeach, if it's Koinu B'Shus HaRabim. The sugya on Amid Beis is Kelim Shalakeach B'Shus Meicher. I want to point out, just for the Havana Shabbai, that Be'etzem it's two Yisaydas Dika differences in the Svara. The Nidin on Amid Aleph is a Nidin in Rishus. That being that you don't have a Rishus to put your Kli there, as when you put your Kli in the Rishus HaRabim, it's not called your Rishus, because you Mechuyev to remove your Kli right away. You don't have Rishus to keep your Kli there. As the area in the Rishus can't be, in the Kli, can't be called your Rishus, because you have no right to put your things there. As that area can't be called a Rishus Shalai. A Rishus of a person means it's his makam feshimush. A Rishus HaRabim is not yours, the Shimush. It's even if you put your Kli there, but you're not allowed to put your Kli there. As Mamela, that makam in Rishus HaRabim is not yours, the Shimush. As the Chsarn on the Amen Aleph is a Gar Hechra Chsarn. It's a Chsarn in the Etzim Shem Rishus. Being that you don't have Rishus to be there, it's not called your Rishus. As is the Nidin on the Amid Aleph. The Nidin on the Amid Beis is talking about a Kelim Shalakeach B'Shus Meicher. As Taisus learns, the Sugi is talking about where he gave him Rishus. And Afilu Hochi, there's still a Nidin in the Sugi that there should be a Chasarin. So over here, the Shaila is not because there's no Rishus. In the Ramban, Ramban has it sad to learn the Gemara not that way. Ramban has it sad to learn the Gemara Nomid Beis is also talking about Shaloi Bershus. Aye, so what's the tzad over here that it's kind of more than Rishus Arabim? The Ritva speaks out. The tzad that it's kind of more than Rishus Arabim is because maybe over here you assume that the Moicha would give him Rishus because he wants to make a Kenyan. As Kum Techois, the suffix on the Gemara is a suffix, do you say that he gives him Rishus or not? As a few the way the Ramban learns, this sugi is Mamisha Hemshech. In the sugya, Amar Aleph is Mavur and Rishus Arabim. Zichud is no Rishus. The Kenyan doesn't help. If do we know that when there's no Rishus, it doesn't help? What's it in? Kelev Shelokeh Rishus Meicher. Do we assume that he's giving Rishus or not? As Lefid the Ramban in the Ritva, this is a direct hemshich of the sugya on Amar Aleph. Abateisus and other Rishonim, Nishbam, and many other Rishonim learn. No, the Nidin over here is a totally new Nidin. The Nidin over here is not because he's not giving him Rishus. Even if he has Rishus to keep his Kli there, but there's still a sad that the Kenyan won't be Chal. The Shaila is, if he has Rishus to put his Kli there, so what's the sad that the Kenyan doesn't be Chal? As Lafi Toysis in the Rishbam, as there's two Marmer Koimis. The Rishbam over here is on Behemid Beis Divri Hamasul Oy Loi Koiner. What's the sad of Loi Koiner? The Rishus Iker Vakli Botel Agavi HaRishus. Tosis also uses the same Sprach. Anin is the Rishus Mavato the Kli. And Tosis Divri Hamasul Bekel of the Moicha. The basis of this Pshat is a Gemara later on in Pei. Pei Vav Amar Aleph, which is the Hemshech of this Sugya that continues through Pei Vav Amar Aleph. And over there, the Gemara makes an assumption. Medikelev Shom Loicha Beshus Loikech Loikana. Kelev de Lokech Nami Beshus Moicha Loikana. As Rishbam explains the Gemara, Alma Kli Loichoshe Veshuse. Nahainu the Shail is when you have a Kli that's in someone else's Veshus. As Kli is a Gevisser Veshus. And Rishus is a Gevisa, Karka is a Gevisa Rishus. As the Shaila is, when it's in the airspace of the Kli, it's really in the airspace of the Karka also. As which Rishus is overpowering? Do you say the Karka's Rishus is the overpowering Rishus? Or do you say the Kli's Rishus is the overpowering Rishus? That's the Nidin. What's it sad that the Karka's Rishus is the overpowering Rishus? Because the Kli is bottled to the Karka is more Choshev. As the Kli can have a Tiris Rishus Bifnei Atzmai? Or do you say no? The Kli could have a Shem Rishus Bifnei Atzmai. As the Baal HaMor learns, Al Derech the Rishbam, Al Derech the Tosis, it's also the Rimagash, the Rush uses such Sprach. And the Baal HaMor says, the coins the Nusach in the Sugya, to be Magder, Nin is, do you go Basa the Kli or Basa the Rishus? This is the Shem HaNin in the Sugya. As Kum Dechois, this Sugya, Lefi these Rishonim, is totally different from the Yamid Aleph Sugya. I mean, Lefi the Rishbam, Tesis, the Rimagash, the Rosh. Our Sugya over here is a totally different Nidin. The Nidin in our Sugya is when you have a Rishus of Kli, and you have a Rishus of Karka. As do you say that Lashon Rishbam, the Rishus of Kli, is bottle. That the Rishus is Iker and the Kli is Batal or Gabi Rishus. I say, Bezei, it's very good. The Gemara, later on Pei Vav Amar Aleph, that the Gemara says the same way we have a suffix of Kelev Shalakeach Rishus Moicher. So why didn't we have a suffix by Kelev Shalmoicher Rishus Lakeach? Because the Shail is you go Basa the Kli and Basa the Moicher. As the Baal HaMor makes a point, which the other Rishonim, the Torah, also points out, that Lefi Zeh, that it's one Shema Safik, if you go bus of the Kli or bus of the Karka, the Baal HaMor says, Alei Snaf Gamina, what would be where you would be kind of, let's say, two items. And one item is in a Kelev Shalakeach Bershus Moicher, and one item is a Kelev Shalmoicher Bershus Lakeach. Azog the Balam Mar over here, Mamanav Shach, you kind of one item. Because either the Kli Zikr or the Rishus is Zikr. As even though the Balam Mar learns it's Iboyedulay Ifshita, the Safika the Gemara, but when you do two of them at the same time, over there you Zikr kind of one. As you'd say, you get the smaller volume item. He can only get the smallest value item, the lekeach, of Yizicha kind of one. As thus is the mahalich of the Rashbam, Taisves. However, in the Ramban, the Ramban is medayik the Rif, and the Ran is medayik the Rambam. The Rambam is a Mechira Perek Dalet Halacha Beis, not that way. Because Lefi Zed comes out that one of the Tzurim is a Chakoina. Nahainu, get two Tzurim, Kelev Shel Lekech B'Shus Meicher, or Kelem Shel Meicher B'Shus Lekech. And one of the Tzurim Yevade Koina. The Shaila is just watch one. Both the Rif and the Rambam bring down the Halacha in both Tzurim is you're not Koina. Hey, lefi the way the Balamor, the Rishbam are learning, the Shaila is what's the Ikar, the Kli or the Rishus, as one of them Zicha the Ikar. Asim Kain, one Tzir is Zicha Kaina, either when it's in the Kalim of the Lekech is Kaina, or it's in the Rishus of Lekech is Kaina. About one of them have to be Kaina, either the Rishus is Ikar, so when it's in the Rishus of Lekech will be Kaina, or the Kalim of Ikar, when it's in the Kalim of Lekech will be Kaina. So how could the Rif in the Rambam Paskin that in both Siurim you're not Koina? Azok the Rif, Dr. Ramban in the Malchames and the Ran, Vaistuch Ois in the Rif and the Rambam, that they held in one Nakuda differently than the Rishbam and the Balamor. The Rishbam and the Balamor Amavur, that they're learning the Shailas is the Ikka the Kli or is the Ikka the Rishus. They have it sad that both don't work. What's the pshat? As it's mavur in the Ramban and more lehed in the Ran, that because there is a Rishus HaMoicher involved somewhere in the Kinyan, as you're not koina, the Lashon in the Ramban is, you're only koina if it's totally in the Rishus of the Lekeach. If there's a little bit Rishus HaMoicher, you won't be koina. As Lamashal. Let's say you'll say the Kli is the Ikar Rishus. But Lamaisa, it's also Ksas Rishus HaMoicher. Because it's on the Karka of the Moicher. As Im Kain, there's a little bit of the Rishus HaMoicher here. As that stirs the Maisa Kinyan. As even if you're going to say one of them is the Ikar, but there's still a sign in the Gemara that they're both not Koine. Because... as long as there's a little bit Rishus HaMoicher, it shters. This reminds us of the Rima Gash and the Leish Sugya, that the Rishus HaMoicher is a Hecher a shter. Nakud of this Ramban does have a Nakud is Chiddush, because you could have learned that if the Rishus HaKli is Ikir, as we look at it, Ki'ilu, it's not on the Rishus HaKarka B'chlal. So what do we care if the karka is the Rishus HaMoicher? Once the Rishus of the Kli is the Ikar Gendik, it's not in the karka B'chlal, it's only in the Kli. And when there's Rishonim, you see, no. Even if you learn that the Kli is the Ikar, it just means it's an overpowering Rishus, but not that it takes it totally out of the Rishus of the karka. It's also in the Rishus of the karka. As if the karka will belong to the Moicher, that'll stir the Kinyan. The Ramban and the Ran, the Balamor brings a Shena Raya because the Gemara on Peivam and Aleph says, "Mid the Caleb the Moicher b'Shus Lekeach Loikana, Caleb the Nekeach Nami b'Shus Moicher Loikana." As they say, no, the Balamor assumed that it was a Tlia copy everything. But you could be matre. It doesn't mean it's legamri tali zeh bezeh. The Gemara is just saying that if one's not kona, kolshke, and the other one is not kona. But it's not muchach, the klapi old dinim, the mitli talib tevze beze. It could be it's talib tervayu also. This is the tchia. So if it was kum techois in this nidin in the Gemara, that the rishus is bottle, the kli is bottle, is we have two ways of learning. Pasha said, Rishpaham tesis. It's a bit of legamri. The shad is it in the kli or is it on the karka? Which rishus is it on? And in the Ramban and the Ran, Bidas, the Rambam and the Rif, you see another tzad. You see that they have a tzad that it could be its rishus shneim. And maybe the moicher rishus will still stir the maisa kinyan. As the Gemara wants to be poishet this chakira, what's the din of kelo shalakeh b'shus meicher from Mishnah and Gittin, zarchu lo lo teichiko, lo teich kolso, reza mugureshes. As you see, that even if it's kelem shalakeh, dainu the isha, b'shus the meicher, the baal, she's mugureshes. And Nachman said, my time of poshta lei mea hi, the mocha lei mea uchli b'uchlo, we were matched in so many different ways. What's the tchia? As the tchia is, v'ushayisa kolsa tluya ba okshura, v'ushayisa kolsa munachas bein yarko seha. It's very interesting. In the first terutzim of the Gemara, there's two tzirim in the Mishnah. There's one that taicheka and one that taich kolsa. As in the beginning terutzim of the Gemara only answers kolsa. It doesn't answer the teicheka. Rabbi Yechran says, "Makom cheka kani la, makom kolsa kani la." L'chayra from the beginning of the Gemara is mashma that the Gemara understood what does the teicheka mean. As the Rishpam says, it's al bigdeh sheimeluveshes ba. Why do you talk? And the Gemara understood as a davar pashut in the beginning that if it's on her begadim, zikr that has nothing to do with the sugya, that's like if it's in her hand, that no one has it sad, that when it's in her hand, that she can't be koine in the rishus lekeach, because it's in her hand, as when it's on her begadim, which are tafel to the guf, and it's kilu, it's the guf itself, it's like it's on her guf. Well, over there it's poshit, that it's not called in the rishus achotzer, it's called it's on the isha. The whole raya was only from the tzir of kolsa. At kolsa, it's not on her begadim, but it's on her kelim. As when it's on her kelim, as over there, that's doimetat tzir over here. When you're talking, even Rabbi Yechanan, is just adding it. He's made the kash is not from cheka too, but it's just adding the truth. Makom cheka koning lo. Fizeh, you'll be able to answer the Sivis in some enraged Sivkot and Ches, yes, from a Gemara in Bam Metzia, by a Tzir of Avashin Seifel and Nuach on the Gemara. If someone catches something and he's holding on to it, as if we say Avash Seifel and Nuach, if it's Avash Ein Seifel and Nuach, is Lav Kemunach Dami, it's not in the Chotzer. If it is Kemunach Dami, it's in the Chotzer. Sivis says, why is it different than our sugya? Abalafizes darzei gishmak. Over there, it's talking about when it's in his yad. So over there, zikha, when it's on the person himself, avad, it's not in the chotzer. The din is only when it's in a kli. As the Gemara says, the teretz is, how come you don't have a rai over here? As one teretz is kshura aval pi she'eino tluya ba. As my nafkamin if it's kshura, as the Rabbeinu Gershom says, kiven de mechabra ba kegufa dami urishusahu. And in this Rabbeinu Gershom, you see this yesod, that if it's gufa, as vad it's called in the rishus of her guf, and not in the rishus of the chatzah. The Gemara is being machad is something which is mechuba laguf, meaning even though it's a kli, it's not a begadim. But being that the kli is kosher to a guf, that also is daima to begadim, that it's called kegufa dami. It's one teretz. The other teretz of the Gemara, the first teretz of the Gemara is Wusha is a kolsa tluyaba. As what's the pshat of kolsa tluyaba? Zakter shpam einu nikredes pekarka. Lekach koni la kolsa de dami lagba shekoyne b'chol makom. As a shayla had to learn the Rashi. The Torah is gittin in Dav Chaf Aleph. It's also in the Pirush of the Torah is gittin in Shulchan Aruch. Seven kuf lamet ter sif cotton tes vav. He buys a big side from this Rashbam. But yet, there's a din of anasim biyada. As the Rishonim in Gittin Ayin Zayin Amabay say that being that there's a din of anasim biyada, the only time the isha is kind of the get is if you put it in her hand. But let's say she's kind of karka and the get's on the karka, and she's like kind of midin agav. I kinyan agav works but kola terikula. That's only for kinyanim, but by get there's a din of anasim biyada. As if you put the get on the karka and she's kind of the karka, the maisa, the get didn't go into her hands. As there are those achrainim that want to say that you see from these rishainim that kinyanim don't help. Taina derish bam. Taina de ter is gittin that lefidus ish bam. It's a mefurish gemara, not that way. In all gemaras mevua, hagba helps. As you see that kinyanim help. As be'emes, the ritvan gittin in ayin chesam and aleph says a different shan in the gemara. He says that kiman shetoliba, therefore it's called, it's in her rishus, and it's not in the rishus of the chotzer. And dumya to the teretz later on of kasha, like we saw in the Rabbeinu Gershom. Aben Nershbam says that you kaina midin hagba. Shein kosev in the Rabbeinu Gershom, the havi hagba. As frek the teretz gittin, I kin yonim doesn't work. Megyad. Azog the teretz gittin, a gishmaga mahalach. But there's two kind of kin yonim. He said the kinyon of agav is a kinyan that has nothing to do with yad. But the kinyan of agbah is a kinyan mishum yad. And you could explain it two ways. Number one, the kinyan is done with the hand. But the atzirim of mugba mikoichai, that l'chari you're not using your yad. As Nesiva says even more, that the makar of the kinyan is in the pasuk of miyad amisecho. That we learn that kinyan, that either mishicho or hagbah. As any kinyan which is learned from the din yad, as that blives ki'ilu, it was v'nasim biyada, being that the kinyan is mi din yad. Nas is the mahalach of a nesivis. It's be'emes in the Rabbeinu Gershom. It's very meduit. The words of the Rabbeinu Gershom are the havi hagba. Aber, in the words of the Rishbam, the words of the Rishbam is the domi lagba. In the words of the Rishbam, Anita Nafarish Boifanacha, the base of Ephraim and Ebenezer Simon Kuv Dalit, the Amninez and Ebenezer Simon Kuv Samech, and Nafarish the words of the Rishbam Boifanacha, that he doesn't mean that you coin him in Hagba. Avadi, he means you coin him in Chotzer. The Shaila is normally we say a Kli can't be coin of a Chotzer when it's Brishus Achevim. Azog der Rishbam, the same way when we say by Hagbah, being that you're Magbiyat, it's kilo you took it out of the Rishos that it's in. Azu Adin, when you're Magbiyah Chotzer, as that Ki'ilu takes it out of the Rishos that it's in. When do we have a Shaila that Kelim Shal Koina, a Kli in another Rishos, is Nitval to the Kli when it's on the Karka? But over here where the Kli is in the air, as it's dumya tagba, because you're magbiyat, you're taking out of the rishus of the karkas. Who had it over here? When you lift the chotzer off the ground, it's also taking it off the rishus of the karka. And if he's there, you'll be able to be miyashiv. Taisis and ksubis lamer aleph, yes, a shayla, that if it's midin hagba, Because why don't you have to lift it 3 tvachim? It doesn't say over here, it's talking about what's up 3 tvachim. Ha'akbar needs gimel tvachim. Aval lefizeh, it's not midin ha'akbar. It's midin chatzah. As long as you get it off the ground, it's enough.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.